A lot of new faces, Duke. What's your feeling for the way the team's looking?
Second day, not bad. Better than the first day. New faces, not. We're just trying to, you know, get on one page, offense, defense, special team. Just going into the season and you know, really show what we can do.
What was your reaction when they remade kind of your running back, right? Nick and
Carlos. Oh, they remade the whole team for the most part. A lot of the guys, a lot of new faces, like you just said. At the end of the day, I'm a player, but I also help teach and kind of mentor the younger guys, kind of teach them do's and don'ts and kind of get them caught up as an eye and just be that person to kind of lean on. So regardless of who's in the room, I'm the same person every day.
What will the I know it's early, but what will the offense, do you think, look like with Todd Haley running it?
It should be fun, especially with Coach Haley coming over, with the guys that we brought in on offense to help this team. I believe it should be fun to watch. We still in the early stages, so we still getting everything together, still trying to get on the court. But once we get this thing rolling, I think it'll be fun.
Dude, really different from the offense that you were in?
Football is football. Terminology may be different. Certain calls may be different. Certain situations. It just depends on the way the coach wants to coach, but at the end of the day, it's football.
Duke, at the end of last year, you talked about wanting to be here long time. What's the status of those talks? How you continuing to talk about
yes.
A new deal?
We're still in contract talk. Taking it day by day. It's going well. It's not going bad. Like this is kind of my first contract negotiation type rookie deals is set. So this is kind of my first time. So I'm not sure the timetable of when it's supposed to be done, when it should be done. So we take it one day at a time.
But you're optimistic?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. Yes, I believe that not only the staff but the front office wants me here. It's just about both sides coming to agreement.
Hey Duke, in the last hour, NFL owners have approved a policy where they're going to allow players to stay in the locker room during the national anthem if they want to. But if they're on the field, they have to stand. Just wondering if you have any thoughts on that. I know it's kind of catching me off guard.
Have any thoughts? Not really. If we decide to do something as a team for the national anthem, that'll be discussed later. It's a long time before we actually get on the field. It's a lot that we have to, you know, get in order before we start talking about getting on the field.
It seems pretty clear, though, that the owners don't want any, whether it's kneeling or holding arms, or they don't want any type of a show or a demonstration from the players, though. Does that surprise you at all that they enacted a policy that, you know, basically says that if you are on the field, you're expected to stand?
Does it surprise me? Nothing surprises me anymore. I'm past the surprise stage in my life. I stopped getting surprised at things at 10 years old. So everything that happens now, I kind of expect it, or kind of in some way, shape, or form.
I guess surprise was the wrong word. Maybe.
I get you.
Disappointed. How about that?
Disappointed?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's my call. If the owners feel like that's what they need to do, then they do it. But at the end of the day, this football team will decide what we want and what we think is best at that moment. So it's okay.
What do you think Hard Knocks is gonna? How do you think training camps can be different with Hard Knocks?
I don't. Well, I hope not. I hope it doesn't really change much. But it's easy to say that now. There's no cameras here. So I mean, I don't know. I hope we don't have a lot of guys that turn to actors and try to be on Hollywood. And but at the end of the day, we're all football players. We're all here for one reason, you know, to win football games and provide for our families. And I don't know. If Hollywood is what you want to do at the football, then by all means.
You think it's good for you guys, though, to get that exposure?
I don't. I mean, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter to me.
Right.
You get exposure by winning football games. You do all that by winning football games. And it really doesn't matter to me, to be honest with you.
Have you seen the show? Like, have you watched it?
Heard
before?
Of it. Never really watched it like that. I always heard of it and seen clips on social media, but as far as watching it.
I mean, I get, yeah. Maybe between the break, do you think you'll watch a little bit of it, just so you have an idea of what the show's about?
When we're on, I'm not watching it.
No, I'm not saying.
No, I'm saying
you guys are on. I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
not even now. No, I'm not watching. I'm not looking at previous ones. Even when we're on, I'm not watching.
Yes. I mean, it feels like it could be a distraction. Do you think anything good can come out of it?
I believe good can come out of it. I definitely do. I don't think it's a a situation to where it hampers what we're trying to do here. I don't think it stops anything. I just play football, to be honest with you.
Why won't you watch it with you guys being on it? Just curious.
I live it. I'm here every day with the guys and with the team, so I don't have to watch the TV show to try to portray what's going on here when I actually know what's going on. So,
do you think, though, it'll give an opportunity maybe to, you know, for you guys as players, not the acting part, but I mean just to expose fans to a side of you guys that maybe they have, that they don't see, you know, seeing you guys behind the scenes, interacting,
those types
of things? I mean,
That definitely can help, yes. Definitely can. It can open the opportunities off the field with sponsorships and deals, depending on, you know, who you are and how you are on the show. I definitely think I can do that.
Duke, would you like to have the contract done before the season starts so you can just kind of put that aside and not have to worry about it anymore?
That's ideal. If it comes season, the deal still isn't done. I mean, I'm still in the contract, so there's not really much I can do but go out there and perform.
Do you think that maybe if it's not done by the time the season starts, you'll just kind of shut it down until after the season, so it's not getting bleeding into the season?
No. You're saying that it may be a distraction, kind of a distraction for me?
Yeah.
No, not really. I've done with more distractions than this, so I think that if it's not done during the, I mean before game one, I think we still try it. Both sides are still optimistic and still want to get it done.
Yeah, I know it's way early in the process, but do you get a sense how Todd Haley wants to use you and how having Nick and Carlos might affect how you're used as opposed to last year?
No, not at all. I think it's still early to kind of decide how he's going to use me, but I kind of got an idea of how he wants to use me along with Carlos and old school.
You like it?
I do.
Why is it old school?
No, I'm talking about old school. Chubb.
Yeah, why do you call him old school?
The way he carries himself is like old school. He's like an old school player. Don't really go out there with sleeves or a shield. It's just hard nose football. So, yeah. I like it.
I mean, I guess, you know, I think when the team was being, as you put it, you know, rebuilt this offseason, how much attention were you paying as those transactions were happening? And then also, you know, what was your reaction as you saw, you know, Tyrod and then Landry and then obviously the draft? And
somebody's working. That was my initial thought. Someone's working. Someone's trying to get us better. Someone is trying to put the team together, or the staff, I should say, is trying to get us better. And I was definitely excited. I'm still there. Looking forward to seeing what we can do as a team.
Coming off an 0-16 season is obviously not easy, but does that give you some excitement see all the new faces coming in?
Nope. Only one way to go, and that's up. So.
Duke, you wanted to be here. You know, you told us you wanted to be here last year when you didn't know that all this new talent was coming in or how things were going to work out. Mm-hmm. Now that you see the overhaul and everything, do you want to be here even more? I mean, do you see that this could be something special coming up here?
I always seen that it could be special. I always had that from the moment I was drafted, that, you know, it can always be something special, just up to the players and the staff to actually get us to that point, and we get each other and push up to that point. I'm looking forward to it. I'm always excited, and I was optimistic about each year and going to each year and trying to figure out, you know, what our identity is going to be, you know, how many games we're going to win, what we're going to do. But at the end of the day, regardless of what's going on, I know I have a job to do. My main goal is to go out there and do my job, regardless of record, regardless of weather, regardless of what's going on. I always go out there and try to do my job.
What are your early impressions of the two big quarterbacks you brought in, Tyrod and Baker?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not, but at the same time, you know,
with Tyrod, it's definitely different than what I'm used to. It's he's a veteran. He understands, you know, coverage. He understands football. So a lot of times, a lot of his throws are coming out before the receiver's out of the break. It's timing and it's precision. It's persistent, and he's He's a leader. He's definitely a leader. Him and Juice. Not Juice. They bring the energy. They make the plays, and they bring the offense along.
Baker. Any thoughts on Baker? Oh, wow.
He's proven himself, not by talking, not by saying what he did in college. But he come out here every day, learn from other quarterbacks. He works hard. And I think if he keeps working, he'd definitely be good.
What have you learned about negotiations, first contract?
I haven't learned anything. I've learned that it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. That's the one thing I can say I learned. I'm not in there. I don't talk to them much about X, Y, and Z. But I let them take care of it. Let my agent and front office take care of it. But I did learn it takes forever.